Aloha, this is Dr. Lori Moore. Today I wish to share with you what the miracle ground is while we are alive and prospering, so that you may join in with us if you feel that urge. The miracle ground is an experiment of love expressing love to her himself. The miracle ground is a place where we can gather in the company of one another's hearts and share what is truly happening in the heart. Because the culture has conditioned us, many cultures have conditioned us humans, we have conditioned us humans to think that we are certain identities, to think that we are here to do something, to think that we are here to perfect or change or shift something. The miracle ground is an arena in which you can begin to remember that you are the one love that births and rises in the morning and sleeps and rests in the evening, and you have been that eternally. The universe takes a breath and another breath, and in that, personality shows up and your uniqueness shows up, but there's something deeper than that. And when we can return to that love and that silence and see that actually everything that happens between our apparent birth and death into the incarnation is the love, a new way of being present takes priority, and layers of training of what we think we need to think about start to just simply dissolve into this love. And from that, the human conversation and sharing becomes different. There's an opportunity to embrace whatever is being shared by your brother or sister as perfect without needing to do anything about it, without needing to fix it, change it, psychoanalyze it, to simply be with it. And in that, we begin to celebrate our bodies and personalities take on a new way of being, which is a more complete reflection of this love we truly are. So often people come and think I will fix them, change them, or shift them, and it's actually in my sitting as their pure loving witness. And I do nudge and crank and all that, but it's truly as them showing up in their love and my showing up in my love that something deeper begins to come forth. And I invite you to come and find the treasure of who you are, which is so much more than has yet appeared to you, when you begin to be this love instead of what you think you were supposed to be. There's a point at which you'll notice that your personality, body, and your soul are in a relationship, and neither is you, neither is I. They're both waves of energy that were created upon creation, which is all one creation. And I is simply a concept. When you actually experience this kind of a oneness with all that is, this is a true experience. When you start to have it, you start to experience more and more and more. I is a word. It's a thought. It's a sound. It does not exist. It is not bad. There is no reason to get rid of it. And when you are showing up as an I in your uniqueness, you're doing that so as to be celebrated. So come and let us celebrate you, because we love you. Thank you.